Well, if we could talk just a little bit about the Beat Generation. Of course, you've been talking about this for 40 years now. But looking back now...
No, there's a lot more interest recently.
That's what I was noticing, and I wasn't sure whether or not that was accurate or not. But yes. What do you think is causing this resurgence in popularity of all that?
Well, what were the values and of the Beat Generation? As someone who was there, I would say, first of all, the notion of spiritual liberation. Liberation from brainwash and from a false conditioning that's repressive and stingy, like we found with, and also hypocritical, like with Bush or Oliver North or Robertson or all these other sort of right-wing fanatics that imitate the Ayatollah or imitate Stalin. So, spiritual lib leading to inquiry into what is really our own nature, leading to interest in Eastern thought, meditation, leading also to liberation and frankness and candor, gay lib, leading also to experiments with consciousness, marijuana and LSD and the psychedelics, leading also to, as catalysts to women's lib, the gay lib leading as a catalyst to women's lib historically. Though the women's lib had gone back all the way to Susan B. Anthony and others, but I think that the gay lib movement and the reclamation of citizens' rights there began turning on women and blacks, so that Abby Hoffman going south to get votes for blacks in 63 carried a copy of On the Road in his pocket. Then from 55 on, there was the preoccupation with ecology, especially on the part of the poet Gary Snyder and Kerouac. Snyder had many poems on that subject. McClure had. Kerouac had pointed out the, quote, the earth is an Indian thing. Very nice. The earth is an Indian thing. Very nice condensed justification of Native Americans and some something else beside honky aggression toward the land and destruction of nature. Then I think the other business was something about liberation from the police state area relating to drugs, because after all, marijuana should have been long ago legalized as a cash crop for the failing family farm in California, or maybe even here, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that to rehabilitate the countryside, or re-inhabit the countryside. Junkies should have been sent to doctors to cure, or if not, if there is no cure, what are you going to do, criminalize them? Hey, give them some maintenance. Methadone is maybe the worst of all the maintenance drugs because it's harder to kick. And it's artificial. Probably be better to go back to natural foods like opium rather than methadone. It's easier to kick. And it creates a bureaucracy. And then there's this $12 billion drug bureaucracy, which is a boondoggle. And then there's a gigantic prison industry, which comes from that, since 62% of the millions of people in prison are drug-related cases. So that we've got a real distorted situation, which preys on blacks mainly. I think it's, 3 out of 100 blacks are in jail in America. That's really awful. And it's a racist thing, basically. So the sensitivity to that racism, sensitivity to nature and the destruction of nature and the ecological reconstruction, a sensitivity to the feminine, are part of the old Beat heritage, as well as sort of some sacred role of art, and the recognition of the important role of African-American art from blues through rock and roll as being the main artistic product of America, which has gone around the world and perhaps undermined the communist system more than all the hundreds of billions of dollars they spent on weapons. Blue jeans and rock and roll probably had a bigger effect in causing a change of consciousness behind the Iron Curtain, Eastern Europe. And amazingly, that's the product of the rejected and condemned, the most lower caste of Americans, the blacks, who invented blues and invented rhythm and blues, and which the whites then took over and commodified, and in some respects added to honorably, like Bob Dylan or the Beatles or the Stones. But it really is the black heritage in America. From
like
Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Charlie Patton, Texas Alexander, Richard Rabbit Brown, Robert Johnson, all the way up to Billie Holiday, Ida Cox, and all the others.
Yeah. It seems like there were a lot of the artists that were affiliated with the original Beats.
Yeah.
There was definitely a sense of like anxiety and being fed up with the status quo.
No, I don't think it's that. That's the official CIA version.
Okay.
That's the Time magazine version.
So
that's
was
the
it
plastic.
More subtle,
no, we were. It was a spiritual lib and a proposition for changes, not so much a complaint about the old, but an actual proposition for specific changes, political changes and changes of laws and improvements of the whole state of things. Suggestions for meditation practice, suggestions for legalization of non-victim crimes, suggestions for bioregional politics instead of artificially drawn lines on a map. You know, what are the ecologically integrated communities? They're bioregional according to the river basins and river and water basins, the sources of water, and that would be a better basis for state organization or political organization than the artificial districts we have now. But not only in America, but all over Africa, where the lack of a bioregional arrangement for nations, but the division of the land according to some sort of Western arithmetic, who's going to have the concession in the Middle East, you know, they used to call them the concession states, just drawing lines on the map, you know, Iran, French and English concession state. You look in the old textbooks from grammar school of the 30s, you'll see the outline of concession states with straight lines drawn across these river courses and mountains as if, you know, somebody got there with a slide rule and decided who's going to own this patch and who's going to own that patch. And that's the cause of all this perturbation in the Middle East. Also, the proposition to get rid of fossil fuel as the energy base, and certainly to get rid of nuclear energy as a waste product that can't be recycled. So those are propositions. They weren't just complaints.
Yeah. And do you think it's just been the politics of the 70s and 80s that sort of brought about this resurgence of interest in the 90s for the Beat?
Yes, I think that there was a, like in Alcoholics Anonymous, there was a huge denial of the fact that there was malaise and problems. I think Clinton sensibly said there was a national malaise, and all the demagogues immediately said, how dare you point out that we got something wrong with us? But it's like an AA denial, you know, that the alcoholic wants to deny that he's got a problem. Okay, what's our one of our problems is addiction, national addiction to fossil fuel, which is messing up the ozone layer, messing up the atmosphere, causing desertification and smog, and eating away the nose of the Sphinx. And it's one of the worst curses. It's just like having everybody shooting speed or something. You know, amphetamines are—it's an addiction, and it's an addiction to speed, basically. To, you know, getting around fast in individual motor cars. I heard today the railroads were preparing to a new system of carrying trucks. You know, the truck boxes, instead of having to use waste gas across the country, just pile them on a train and take them across the country, and then deliver them with trucks to the locality. But the fossil fuel addiction, like in Alcoholics Anonymous, is a real addiction, and the government and the people have not yet recognized that they're addicted. It's about time that they allowed the insight and took a 12-step program to get off this addiction, which is wrecking the planet and causing immense wars in the Middle East, too, because that's all about. So we, but just a reprise, you asked me what was the Beat Generation about,
yeah,
and why it was of interest now. Because the main themes proposed in the mid-50s and 40s of police state, corporate control, censorship, because it was censorship then, in books even, not just as it is, we have now on the air, those themes were very important and recurrent. And we did give a good set of signposts how to get out of it. We did work toward sort of anti-nuke, warned early about the waste products of plutonium. So I think that's why what the values we proposed were real family values, not the fake hypocritical demagogic ideas of the right wing that wants to, that at one point says, yeah, get the government off our backs, and then the next thing would put the government on our backs with the military, with prohibition against abortion and things like that.